In the summer of 1937, a Russian plane flying from Moscow to Fairbanks crashed in the Arctic. A headline that day in the Anchorage Daily Times blared, "Soviet flyers stranded in Arctic, distress call heard in Anchorage." The aircraft and the six Russians on board have never been found. Efforts through the years to locate the plane have taken Alaskan pilot Ron Sheardown and Russian filmmakers and relatives of the crew to the Canadian Arctic and Alaska. Sheardown has been flying in the Arctic for 60 years. He says they have reason to believe three Inupiaq hunters at Oluktuk Point, northwest of Prudhoe Bay, may have seen the plane go down on August 13, 1937, in between Spy and Thesis Island.
And that would be correspond fairly close to the time that that airplane should have been hitting the Alaska coast en route from Moscow to Fairbanks. So we consider that probably the number one area to do bottom search in the ocean.
What's the backstory here? Why was the plane en route from Moscow to Fairbanks, and who was on it?
During 1937, two aircraft had flown nonstop from Moscow to North America. One landed in Vancouver, Washington. That was the Chkalov airplane. The second airplane arrived in California, somewhere east of Los Angeles. I forget the name of the town. And they were very historic flights. The third airplane that year that was to come from Moscow to North America was a four-engine aircraft with six people on board. That was commanded by Levinevsky. Sigmund Levinevsky was the pilot of that aircraft. We know they lost an engine, their number four engine, farthest right engine, 300 kilometers this side of the North Pole, en route on the meridian to Fairbanks. So they were on track at that point. And they were on track when they went over the North Pole because there was a Russian ice station there at the time that was talking to them.
Was this a cargo flight or was it a flight just to make the trip, historic flight?
It was basically a flight to make the trip with a very large fuel tank and some items on board. There was my understanding is there was like a fur coat for Mrs. Roosevelt and other trinkets and things, gifts for people.
Why is it believed that there were hunters or residents of that area that may have seen it? What evidence do you have that people witnessed this?
Oh, there's been plenty of interviews with both the Signal Corps and people in Barrow. The following day after this happened, the trader at Beachy Point, Jack Smith, went out by boat and found oil on the water, which all would be prime indication of what took place. The three natives that observed it had field glasses. They were able they were hunting, and they were able to scan the horizon and see it go in the water. So it's pretty positive there's something there, but the water is very murky in that area. You cannot see very much into it. We were there last week, and you have very little visual. So it's a question of using geophysics to try to locate the aircraft. We're looking at forward sonar and gradiometer for next year to carry out a search.
As people hear this story, are you hoping that someone in Barrow or someone in Koktovik or that area may come forward and say, you know, my uncle or my grandfather was that person?
Well, we're hoping that sort of information will come forward. The most important bit of information we picked up this trip was that while we were in New Ixit, talking to the vice mayor and the cultural director, they talked about a whaleboat going out between Spy and Thesis Island 3 or 4 years ago and hit something and tore the bottom of the boat very badly. And We're waiting for those people to come back from whaling to see if we can find out more information, and especially any indication of what damage there was. It's a very sandy, gravelly area, and I don't expect any bedrock in the bottom at that point because it's just right out where the barrier islands are. So we're very, very interested in that information that just came out of a casual discussion in New Ixit.
Why are you so interested in this?
Well, I've flown all my life, and or at least since I was 16 years old, 60 years this year, and I've been involved in a number of searches. In fact, we were involved in one coming back from Barrow the other day some hunters had hit the top of a mountain, and we were the first helicopter in on that emergency on our way from Barrow to Kotzebue. And we have always volunteered our time on searches. We feel that that, you know, family, if someone is hurt or killed, family want to have a closing and they want to know what happened.
Ron Sheardown is an Alaskan pilot working with Russian filmmakers and relatives of a crew that crashed in Arctic waters in 1937 off the Beaufort Sea coast.